Simon & Schuster presents Can You Feel the Noise? By Stuart Foster. Read by Charlie Sanderson. Prologue. White corridors and bright lights.
Will it grow back? They said it would grow back.
A nurse smiles. Then she smooths my hair. Yes, it will grow back, she says. Smiley face. Her blurred smiley face.
My friend Rocco said I should have a Mohican.
What's that, Sophie?
My friend, Rocco. He said you should shave both sides of my head so I have a Mohican.
Another sting in my hand. Was I supposed to feel that? It's okay, Sophie. You're going to feel a little drowsy now. We're just going to take you down to the operating theatre. Dark shadow. A doorway. Then a white corridor with bright lights passing over my head. My eyes start to flicker.
My friend, Rocco.
Smiling face. Warm, smiling face. Lips moving, but too blurry to read. I feel sleepy. I feel so sleepy. Warm hand on mine.
Your mum said you like to play guitar.
I smile.
Yeah.
My eyes flicker again.
My friend, Rocco, said I should have a Mohican.
The nurse's face fades away. So sleepy. So sleepy.
My friend, Rocco, he said I should have a Mohican.
Chapter 1. 6 weeks earlier. The noise. It started as a distant hum. A low drilling noise, like roadworks had begun on my street one Sunday morning. It was so real, I kept checking out of my bedroom window for white vans and workers digging in reflective clothing. But there was no one there, except for a boy from the house four doors down, kicking his football against a wall. The hum was still there in the afternoon.
Perhaps it's the fridge, my mum suggested. It's on its way out. Or maybe it's the electricity pylon down the road, said
Sample complete. Ready to continue?